Hello people, welcome to the podcast of the 12th man by Not Sports Lab. Firstly, I would like to thank you guys for tuning into this podcast. In this episode, I am going to share my views on should BCCI allow Indian cricketers to take part in foreign cricket leagues. Recently, Indian cricketer Irfan Pathan and Suresh Raina are interacting with each other live on Instagram, and they were talking about cricket and various aspects of Indian cricket. In the middle of this conversation, Suresh Raina says that BCCI should consider allowing Indian cricketers to take part in foreign cricket leagues who are not centrally contracted and who are not part of any IPL franchise, so that their financial status could be improved. Before discussing this topic more broadly, let's see the list of first-class cricket tournaments or domestic cricket tournaments organized by BCCI. First is Duleep Trophy, Vijay Hazare Trophy, Deodhar Trophy, Ranji Trophy, Irani Cup, Syed Mustaq Ali Trophy and IPL. Besides these, there is also Indian A team that travels abroad to play cricket in foreign conditions, so that Indian players are habituated and make themselves comfortable if they were given opportunity to play in foreign conditions. Let me say, there is no other cricket board which organizes these many tournaments than and lets players to have this kind of exposure. Won't you think the amount of exposure players are having in India by playing these all kind of tournaments would be enough to honor their player skills? And I agree there is always a room for improvement, but I don't think allowing players to play in foreign T20 leagues will improve their cricketing abilities. BCCI allows Indian cricketers to play in England county cricket tournaments, but I wonder why these players are not willing to play the longer format of cricket, rather than why they are opting for shorter form of cricket like playing in T20 leagues or T10 leagues. Now, coming to the financial aspects of Indian cricketers, firstly I would like to raise a question on this point. Why players like Harbhajan Singh, Piyush Chawla, Amit Mishra, Yusuf Pathan are still playing in IPL? Are they economical and financially weaker? Even Yuvraj Singh, who announced his retirement last year, was actively taking part in IPL. Zahir Khan had played his last IPL match at the age of 38. Why don't they give up their spots to the younger ones who are financially not so strong and not so strong? Raina asked BCCI to allow Indian players to play in foreign cricket leagues, but why he didn't make any comments on international prepared players who are retired from international cricket are playing in IPL. Players like Chris Gayle, Shane Watson, ABDL, Mohammad Nabi, who are retired from international cricket and they're still playing in IPL. And ask them not to participate and give chance to Indian players who can improve their talent, improve their cricket and prove their talent. Even MS Dhoni, captain of Chennai Super Kings, why he is still playing in IPL? Can't he take a decision that it's enough for him and it's time to give a youngster a chance? Harbhajan himself admitted that he needs a minimum 30 to 45 days of regular practice before IPL season starts to get into the groove. Let me tell you that I'm not against any of these players, and I have very huge respect for them as they represented and played for India. But the sad thing what hurts the most as a cricket fan, that they don't want to give up their places and allow other players to play cricket and so that they can learn. Instead they are asking BCCI to allow them to play in foreign leagues. Look at Gautam Gambhir. He left his captaincy and his playing spot in the middle of the IPL season, as he was not performing very well in that season, and he sat on the bench for the remaining entire tournament, man. So that other players will get a chance to play and showcase their talent. The outcome was Shreyas Iyer was made a captain, and look how Delhi Capitals has performed under his captaincy. Last season they had qualified for playoff after a long time. Delhi Capitals is playing in playoff after a long time in IPL that has happened. Coming to topic of BCCI allowing to participate in leagues, in my point of view, it's a big no. Some people might think that BCCI wants to IPL to be the dominating league in all around the world, and allowing Indian players in foreign league might increase their share of revenue and might get popular, etc., etc. And I agree with you guys, this could be a reason, but I think these are the secondary reason. The main reason, what I think, is match fixing. It's cricket is very much affected with match fixing, and players might be contacted by the bookies who does this all kind of illegal activities, which is not good for their career, player career, and not good for overall improvement and overall development of sport. BCCI wants to keep Indian players away from these people. There are many match fixing incidents, and players have been contacted by bookies in foreign cricket leagues in recent years. Recently, Pakistan Cricket Board had banned Umar Akmal from playing any kind of cricket for 3 years. The reason is that he didn't report that he was contacted by the bookie before the opening match of Pakistan Super League. Shakib Ul Hasan, a well-known international cricketer, was also banned for 2 years by Bangladesh Cricket Board for the same reason that he didn't report that he was contacted by a bookie. The reason why I mentioned these players' name is that they are well-known international cricketers and played cricket all around the world. These players are not spared from match-fixing incidents. How BCCI could think that Indian players would be spared? Do you think it's a good idea to allow Indian players to take part in these kind of leagues? I don't think so, in my opinion. And if you want to share your thoughts with me on this topic, you can send me a voice messages. I'll share the link in the description. Thank you. That's it, guys. Thank you for listening. Meet you guys very soon with another interesting topic. Have a great day and keep smiling. Thank you.